Well, it's kind of my privilege to carry this story a little farther from what Max is talking about. And when we were down in our little church building down on West Ross Street, and incidentally, Max, that building inside was 18 foot wide, and so it wasn't very big. We began to think that, hey, we're outgrowing this, and so we need to form a search committee to search for some land or a building or somewhere that we need to move to, because there just wasn't room. And so the congregation appointed a committee, and the committee consisted, and I'd like for you to stand as I read your name, Ann Jaden and Tom Castor and Rob Matthews and myself. And we, thank you very much. We were the original search committee. All right, it was our duty to go out or it was our direction that we were to go out and we were to look and find some land or a bigger building where we could meet. And so we began to look, and we looked at where it was around, and we came up with 17 different locations. Well, this was different land, and also we even looked at building of Duraforms, their west building up here on North 4th, and thought, yeah, that'd give us a lot more room what we have right now. And also we looked at the Wellness Center building downtown. That time Webb's had that. That had been their old dealership and furniture store when they were a car dealer and also a furniture dealer. Each of us individually, we decided, all right, we're going to prioritize the location. Which do we think is number one, number two, and so forth? And so after we did that, we found out it was unanimous that our first number one choice was this property right here. You know, it was ideal location right across from a grocery store on the main business drag, or is developing into that, as to where the town is moving to, and this would be a natural. Now, Ann, since she had such a well-known name among the community of the Jadens, we asked her, and she volunteered to call all these people initially. Well, after being turned down by a number of them and wondering who in the world we were, that strange church that come up with such a weird name that wondered if they didn't take an offering, if they were free, or I think I heard somebody call it one time the We Be Free Church or something like that. But the individual that owned this piece of property right here was Mrs. Alma Onemiller. And she owned this piece of ground, and it turns around and curves down here and goes down to 103rd, to the highway down here, going east. And Ann called her, Miss Onemiller, very gracious lady, and a God-fearing lady, too. And she was very nice to Ann, but told her that no, she really didn't want to do anything, that the high school was considering the property, because she actually has about 100 acres here altogether. And they were kind of irritating her with what they were telling her. If she didn't sell it to them, they were going to condemn it. And every time she did that, she made a comment in her mind, the price went up $1,000 an acre, which was a kind of a logical attitude. But anyway, she just didn't want to fool with it, to break the property apart at her age. She was going to let her kids do it, and she appreciated us, but she just didn't want to do it. So Ann came back, and so we began to look at other land, you know, second choice and so forth. One of the second choices was a piece of property that was owned by Wes and Vicki Struthers out east of town at 119th and 103rd, just a mile east of town, right on the northwest corner. And we found out that the piece of ground is catty corner from that was going to be an industrial park. So we began to kind of jokingly refer to it as a foundry land within our own committee, that nobody else ever heard that term, but because there was nothing there at the time. I mean, it was going to be And we didn't know that Charles was going to build a good-looking building and so forth. And so being an industrial park, you could put anything there. And we weren't really all that enthused about it, but that was about the second choice. And so we took the congregation and we went out and looked at that property, and we went out and looked at some across from the cemetery, which was very quiet, but it wasn't very prevalent in that location. And it just, we looked around and there just wasn't a good place that that we felt, you know, we really liked. But the one that we decided, which would be our choice since this property was not available, was going to be that property, 119th and 103rd. I remember talking to Wes about this when we as a church had gone on a ski trip out the mountains, and we were staying in this one big building, and Ann said, I put the hard sell on him to sell it to us, and I don't remember that part, but anyway, he finally agreed that, yeah, they would. They would sell us 5 acres at a fair price of $2,000 an acre. And so we took the idea, the thought, to the congregation. But before we did that, we'd had a meeting of the elders a few nights before that, and I'd updated them on everything, on what the land that we'd looked at and, you know, what we found and all that. And we talked about how good this property would be for our church. But, you know, Miss Owner Miller had turned us down. And so I told him, I said, the guys at the elders meeting, I said, guys, Holy Spirit is telling me that I need to talk to this lady again. I remember Chet Bell, who was one of the elders at the time, later telling me he thought, well, he's a little off his rocker because she's turned us down once. And so anyway, I called up Miss Owner Miller. And again, she was very gracious. And I told her, I said, Lord told me I need to talk to you one more time. And she said, well, she said, that's very nice. She said, I appreciate it, but I still don't want to do anything. And so, all right, so we took it to the congregation on a Sunday morning and said, all right, our choice and our recommendation is this property a mile east of town, right on the highway going east out of town, that Wes and Vicki own. And so we voted to go ahead and buy that piece of property, 5 acres at $2,000 an acre. And that evening, Joe and Dale Johnson, so happened that they were getting ready to build a house. And they were talking to Larry Awe, who is the son-in-law, or was, because Miss Owner Miller is going to be with the Lord, was the son-in-law of Mrs. Owner Miller. And they were talking about some changes they wanted to do in the property and so forth. And Joe mentioned to him, well, we voted that morning to buy that piece of property out east, and because this property wasn't available. And Larry told Joe, well, I don't know. He said, maybe you really need to talk to Mrs. Owner Miller because I think she's changing her mind. And Joe had trouble keeping her tail wagging when he said that. But after Larry left, Joe called Ann and said, Ann, Miss Owner Miller, or Larry says Miss Owner Miller might change her mind about our property here. So Ann called me, and I said, my goodness, call her and see what she says. And so she did. And Miss Owner Miller said, the Lord had been talking to me. And he said, I need to sell you this land. And so I'll sell it to you up to 10 acres at $1,000 an acre, which was way under the market value and a very friendly price. And so Ann called me back, and oh boy. And so we immediately called a meeting of the congregation and said, Miss Owner Miller says she'll sell us this land right across from the grocery store at $1,000 an acre. We can take up to 10 acres. And if it's congregation consensus, let's take the full 10 acres. Because we'd seen so many churches had got landlocked. In other words, they had built their church and they'd grown and they couldn't build anymore because there wasn't room. And we've got plenty of room. And so I called Miss Ona Miller and visited with her, and of course she's a very gracious lady, and that's what she told us. She confirmed that $1,000 an acre. So we ended up buying this ground, and you think the Lord wasn't in that. And after we'd had the land for a little while, we got to think, okay, we need to have a building committee. Well, it was congregation's decision that we'll let the search committee become the building committee, of which we did. And who are we going to talk to? What's our contractor? And we visited with a number of them, and Don Bernstein at Triple B, I went down and talked to him. And Don has a policy that he doesn't make really this public, and he still has it, that once a year he tries to do a building or some work for the Lord and do it without a profit. And so he agreed to build our building and to do it without a profit. And so we very much were blessed by three things that the Lord obvious had a purpose for us to come here and to build this building. Number one, he lined up Larry Awe to build a house for Joe and Dale, and they had an opportunity to talk to him through there. He talked to Mrs. Ona Miller and definitely changed her mind. I mean, a complete change. He told me, you need to call this lady back, and which really didn't make a heck of a lot of sense. And he lined us up with a wonderful contractor, and we built a building, and it worked out very, very well. And this is where we are. And we're on holy ground.